Good morning. It's 11:04. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is WHYY in Philadelphia. New Jersey is one of the most expensive states in the nation, and things could soon get worse. Governor Mikey Sherrill warned last month that the state is facing a looming $3 billion budget deficit, but some leaders say there are steps New Jersey could take to make the Garden State a lot more affordable. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Former State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who is now the Gloucester County Administrator, says there were initial doubts and fears about implementing stormwater management and ambulance programs in the county, but they're now saving residents millions of dollars.
If you want to pay less taxes, you have to eliminate the amount of government you have. We can be more efficient. We can do better, but it requires changing the way you do things.
Chris Emmyholz of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says a lot of money can also be saved by consolidating schools.
Maybe you don't need two superintendents or two sets of curriculum or two procurement officers. If we can get down to one, there's inherent savings that happens there.
He says the state can also be made more affordable by cutting bureaucracy and red tape. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
The Stoop Pigeon, a new hub for women's sports, will open at the corner of Broad and Pine Streets this June. The space will serve as a cafe, sports bar, kitchen, co-working space, and podcasting area, all centered around the local women's sports community. Co-founder Jen Leary says that while women's sports is the primary focus, men's sports that highlight the city's fandom will also occasionally be on the screens.
While we are primarily a women's sports hub, we're going to be showing the Eagles. We're going to be showing FIFA games. We're ride or die Philly, right? So anything that's happening in Philly that we can support, we're going to do that.
Before securing a permanent space, Leary and her co-founder spent the past 2 years hosting women's sports watch parties around the city. In sports last night, the Flyers saw their three-game losing streak come to an end. They fell 3-0 to the Utah Mammoth. At 11:06, this is 90.9.